Previously on the Electric Information Show.
Beat me? You and what mustache?
Superdimensional being. This might even be a fair fight.
If you played nice, I wouldn't have to break all your toys.
Whoa, my head's spinning.
Wonderful plan. It'll be your plan soon.
If I have to choose between the world and Sonic, I choose Sonic.
What's up, everybody? Hello, listeners. I am Joe Convoy, and welcome to another edition of the Electric Information Show. And this week, we are talking all about Sonic the Hedgehog, specifically Sonic Generations that just came out on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC, as well as DS, but it's not quite out yet.
3DS, actually.
3DS, yes. Thanks. Yes. And of course, that piping up as always is my co-host Toya. What's up, Toya?
Nothing much. I'm just glad you let me do this episode because I have those compromising pictures of you. You know, that's always nice.
Yeah, yeah. Those pictures that I let fall into your grasp. Yes.
Well, now I just feel dirty.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm Toya. What's up, folks? And with us this week, we drafted in a guest star on our episode, another guest star. You'll know him as Mega Mock from YouTube. Welcome, Mock.
How's it going, everybody? Thank you for coming.
And we've asked Mock to come in here because he is a big Sonic the Hedgehog fan. I know he and I were. Well. Yeah, I know he and I have been really waiting for this game to come out. And
you're not the only two.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, Joe, but I mean. Come on, me and Mock, huge Sonic fans,
no
I'm sorry. Mock, what are you eating right now? Tell us that.
Well, for this episode, I decided to cook this. I've been having some chili earlier on, and then thought at the same time, you know what, I have some hot dogs in the fridge. You know what, for the show, I have with me some chili dogs.
Joe,
how about that?
Joe, beat that level of dedication. You can't do it, can you?
You can't do it. Oh, God, no.
In my defense, though, I just don't eat beef. So.
God, you sicken me.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Sonic Generations, the 20th anniversary of the Sonic franchise, not to spoil anything, but I think, guys, one of the best Sonic games ever made. Can I get a round of applause on that one?
Oh, definitely.
I will definitely agree with that. Sonic. And I will also say, definitely a top contender for my best game of the year. It's honestly, it's only real competition I can think of from this year that I enjoyed personally was Portal 2. And any of our longtime listeners will know that is quite a big achievement.
Well, yeah, I guess it is quite late. But you know, it's this game, Sonic Generation, is on my list of game of the year as well, but. I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's going to be, in my opinion, Batman Arkham City, but, you know.
Yeah, I have to say that, yeah, I think, like, especially with mainstream media is going to gravitate more towards Batman Arkham City. For some reason, and I don't know why this is, but the gaming industry has sort of turned on Sonic, and I'm not sure why that is, because I think all of us can attest that his last few games were not that bad. You know?
We're not
talking about 06. We will never speak of 06.
Never.
The thing, though, from, you know, I've never played it, so I can't really speak to just how bad it is, but from what I've been told, 06 did irrevocable damage to the franchise.
Joe, it is the only Sonic game I've ever traded in.
Only Sonic game? You gotta be kidding me. Well, in other words, yes, it has kind of ruined the whole franchise thing, but in other words, I don't know who is, like, doing the whole producing thing, but they were rushing Sega from doing a Sonic game that this game wasn't really complete, and it had really, it kind of had a bad story to it. It wasn't, the graphics weren't done completely, and it just had a load of hacking to it, basically. Load of glitches, and you'll end up playing this game all the way through, and you're just like, ah, come on.
Funny you should mention the producer, because actually the producer of Sonic Generations was Takashi Iizuka, who also worked on Sonic 3 and Knuckles. He worked on it as a designer, so he's old blood in the Sega franchise, and I think he was brought in 2008, so he oversaw Unleashed, and I think under him, the franchise has been doing really well.
Yeah, definitely.
He was also responsible, I believe, for Sonic Rivals and Sonic Rivals 2. He oversaw the U.S. Department Backbone Entertainment, the U.S. company, while they made the game, and those were not bad. Those were really not bad.
Well, yeah, I could agree with you there, I guess.
I think, from what I'm reading here, since Sega Studios USA was absorbed back into Sonic Team Japan, he is now currently the head of Sonic Team. So, we got someone nice in charge here. He's done some pretty good work.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'll say yes.
And he's, from what I'm reading here, he recently came out and said that he doesn't see Sonic Generations as an end. He sees it as a new beginning for something that's going to be really major to come in 2012.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I don't mean if we're getting a Sonic game in 2012. That probably means they're going to start production in 2012. Who knows? But if it's anything like Generations, fingers crossed, it's going to be great.
Well, haven't they said something about sometime after Generations, they are going to release Episode 2 of Sonic 4?
Oh, I don't even want to think
about
that.
I don't even want to. You know what? I think Sonic Adventures 3.
Yeah. Well, I think I like to think of Unleashed technically as Sonic Adventure 3 because in Japan it was called Sonic World Adventure. So to me, that's sort of Adventure 3. That's just me. That's my personal fan canon, you know?
Nah, I don't really see that, to be honest. I just think of it as a different game.
All right, fair enough. So yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Sonic Generations and let's start talking zones, because I mean the big meat of this game is the fact that it's the best levels from Sonic's past. And it's sort of like a best hits collection, I guess is the best way to put it. But every Sonic fan sort of has a second guess as to what certain levels should have been. I don't think, though, that any of us could have chosen a better opening level than Green Hill Zone.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, 100% agree.
The start of everything.
Yeah. We all know Green Hill Zone. It was a really nice touch that they started the game simply by jumping into Green Hill Zone. There's no opening cutscene, no build-up, no tutorial. Bam!
Nope.
Green Hill Zone, let's play, just like the first Sonic was, and you know what? That's a great game design choice.
Well, it's funny that you said...
could have done better, instead of starting it off with the three question marks, it should have just said Green Hill Zone.
Nah.
I mean, you knew what it was going to be.
Well, yeah, they're trying to keep a format, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that, to be honest, but it's funny enough that you said at one point you just start up the game with no tutorials or whatever. You do kind of get tutorials, but in other words, it's kind of annoying. Thank God we have an option to take that off, and that's none other than Omachao.
Mark, I turned that off before I started the game.
So did I.
I looked at the options, I saw turn off Omachao, I'm like, God, yes.
That's exactly me.
Oh my God, that thing is so annoying.
Even with a new voice, it's still annoying.
Yeah.
Actually, I left
Omachao
on accidentally.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But now I've actually become quite good at avoiding Omachao.
Huh. You know, that could actually be a fun little metagame. How fast can you make it through a level while avoiding Omachao? It's actually neat. That's pretty cool.
I'm probably going to restart. I'm probably going to restart Generations just for that.
Oh shit, yeah.
I beat it today, and I'm still playing. Actually, a little bit before this, I replayed Green Hill Zone just so I can play through it with Supersonic, and it's...
I did that.
I think we
Green
all
Hill Zone,
wanted to play
modern
Supersonic.
Version is just so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask the question. Each of you guys, what other zone should have also have been in the game from Sonic 1? What do you think?
Have a DLC. What zone, for this one, what zone do we hope will be DLC?
You know what? I wasn't really a fan with the other levels. Oh, well, I'm not saying I wasn't, but like, obviously I played throughout almost every single level in Sonic 1. None of them could actually beat Green Hill Zone. That was kind of on my list when I first heard about Sonic Generations. Yeah. I know. Green Hill Zone was, like, in the first trailer anyway. I could see that.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I was excited. I was, like, glad that they chosen Green Hill Zone because, you know, let's be honest, it's the best one out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to choose, What was the name of that third level after the first two?
There's Green Hill, Marble Garden. What's after Marble Garden?
Spring something?
Spring Yard Zone?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know. It kind of looks like Chemical Plant, except, you know, it wasn't obviously in a Chemical Plant.
Hang on, looking up a list now. Zones.
That's bad, Taya. Can't remember.
I should know this. Zone. I should know this off the top of my head.
Ah, come on. Sonic is old.
The third level is Spring Yard Zone. He's right.
Oh, yeah?
It's Green Hill Zone, Marble Zone, Spring Yard Zone, Labyrinth Zone, Starlight Zone, Scrap Brain Zone, and Final Zone.
Yeah, it's probably Spring Yard Zone. I don't know, I could be wrong, but what I'm basically talking about, it looks like some sort of city at the night or whatever.
Yeah, that is, I believe that's it's either Spring Yard or Starlight Zone.
That's Starlight Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely Starlight Zone.
I could see Starlight Zone, but I think my choice would be Spring Yard.
I'm going to call Starlight Zone as well, just because I love the music in that zone. That was like, it was so weird that you play through the whole game with this like fast, bouncy, happy music, and Starlight Zone's music is almost sad.
Yeah, I guess.
It's very reminiscent and quiet. That would be an interesting level to throw in there. I think that's a great choice. All right, so moving on through our list of levels, the second level that's actually in Sonic Generations is the wonderful Chemical Plant Zone, a great pick that I basically called coming. Isn't that right, Joe? You still owe me $5, you bastard.
Yeah.
yeah, so Chemical Plant Zone's in there. What else do you guys like from Sonic 2 that should have been in there?
Okay.
Honestly, you go first, Joe.
Can I? I have a few.
Let's go.
Let's see. Aquatic Ruin, Oil Ocean, Hilltop Zone.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Mystic Cave.
Really? I'll sort of give you Mystic Cave.
I think, I really like Mystic Cave because it's a very, it would have been all indoors. I thought that would have been really a neat aspect.
It would be unique for this game. It would be unique for this game to have caves. That's one thing we were missing. I would have chose Oil Ocean just because I love the music, and I think it has a lot of really neat gameplay elements in it. Mark, what about you?
I don't know. I mean, out of all of them, I played Sonic 3, and I thought it was alright. It was just another Sonic game every single time.
Sonic 2, actually.
Sky Sanctuary to me was like the best out of all of them, and I didn't.
We're still on Sonic 2 because it's Chemical Plant, so it's from Sonic 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. Well, as I was saying, my chemical... I was about to say my
chemical... My chemical plant zone!
I think we have an episode title.
Great. Great, wonderful. Well done, you twist. Anyway, as I was saying, chemical plant, it's just basically my choice, basically. There was no other choice, in my opinion. Chemical plant... Only thing I can probably think of. I'm so glad they chose that.
Alright. Okay. Sky Sanctuary Zone is the level they picked from Sonic 3 and Knuckles, and yes, Joe, I still consider that one game.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. If I were to pick another zone from that, I hands down, I know what it is for me on this one. If we're going to go through all of Sonic 3 and Knuckles, Flying Battery Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Good God, that music. Good God, that level design. How it didn't get chosen is actually kind of surprising to me.
I would say Marble Garden.
I was never a fan of Marble Garden.
If not Marble Garden, then Sandopolis.
I'll give you Sandopolis. That had... the whole ghost thing was pretty unique. Mach, what about you?
I have no choice other than Sky Sanctuary itself. I'm so glad they've chosen it. Yeah, no, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to agree with you on your side, but, Sky Sanctuary, to me, was just, like, the main thing.
You know what would have been nice, though, is if they had, like, a little bit of Lava Reef leading up to Sky Sanctuary. I would have loved that. That would have been amazing to me. Like, if just even the intro seconds of Sky Sanctuary was just you running through the tunnel and hitting the teleporter, oh, my God, that would have been brilliant. That's just me.
No, I mean, that's cool, I guess.
I don't know, I sort of have a thing for Lava Reef Zone, if only because it was the first time I'd seen real story being told in the Sonic franchise. You know what I mean? Like, that point where Knuckles turns on Robotnik kind of thing.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if our listeners don't know what I'm talking about, there's like a little bit of silent mime going on in the game at that point where Robotnik tries to steal the Chaos Emeralds from Knuckles. Knuckles gets knocked over. And Knuckles basically just looks at Sonic and you know, whistles at him and goes, hey, come on, let me show you where we can go beat this guy. And I thought that was really nice. I thought that was a... So for nothing else, that level really does hold my attention in Sonic 3. Moving down our list, we have Speed Highway from Sonic Adventure 1. Mach,
well, before we go to that, go up there, I just want to, reflect a little bit more on the Genesis era. Now, we've talked about the three games. Which game do you think was the best out of those three? Would you say Sonic and... I'm guessing you'd probably say Sonic and Knuckles?
Sonic 3 and Knuckles is a game by itself. If you consider that one game, then that is, to me, the pinnacle of the Genesis era right there.
Sonic 1, in my opinion.
Yeah?
I guess say Sonic 2.
Wow, okay, so we got a lot of opinions here. Okay.
However, say that in Sonic Generations, the best stage out of, the best done out of the three stages in the first group was, Green Hill Zone, especially.
Oh, God!
Fuck you.
Yeah, I do agree,
I sort of agree, but Chemical Plant really wowed me. That's when the game really started to pick up and go, holy shit, this is awesome.
Chemical Plant Zone is good.
Dude, when you hit the crane and you spin around the thing, and the thing, and the thing and the thing, it's... Come on!
And that modern
Chemical
music
Plant Zone, I just had a little too much of instances where I was... getting slowed down and a lot less of, just the sense of speed.
Clearly.
It's either that or you just really suck at this game.
I know, right? Yeah. Clearly you're doing it wrong. By the way, as we're on Genesis era, did anybody else think it was kind of weird that we only got Sonic 1 as an unlockable? I mean, given the size of a DVD these days, you could easily have fit the whole Genesis era on there.
Or at the least, Sonic CD.
No, they wouldn't do that because they're releasing that on Xbox Live and PSN pretty soon.
Hopefully,
that's on my list.
Steam as well.
Oh, that is so on my list, dude. That is one of my favorites. Yeah, and why haven't we seen? I mean, aside from Stardust Speedway, which is the Metal Sonic boss fight, there's nothing in there from Sonic CD. I mean, I would have loved to have seen more Stardust Speedway. Quartz Quadrant would have been... I remember actually reading an interview with the same producer we were talking about, Takeshi Izuna, who said that he wanted to put Wacky Workbench in, but because of the upcoming re-release of Sonic CD, they didn't think they could get away with it and still have people buy Sonic CD, I guess. I think that's kind of a bullshit answer, given that it wouldn't have been the same level anyway, but whatever.
See it as maybe something from there as future DLC.
I hope so. Wacky Workbench, Quartz Quadrant, any of that shit would be amazing.
Quartz Quadrant, I think, would be my pick.
All right.
I don't have a pick.
Did you not play Sonic CD, Mark?
I did a little bit. I didn't get used to all the levels. Fair enough.
I played that like a beast because it was one of the first PC games I ever bought for myself. And I just played it to death. I dug on the CD and found, hidden wallpapers and all the movie files. And, wow, I was so into that game at 18-20. That, I guess, is Genesis era covered. Moving on to the Dreamcast era, Speed Highway from Sonic Adventure 1. I personally would have liked to have also seen Windy Valley. I love Windy Valley as a level. Just the running on air thing is amazing. That's my pick. Mach?
Can I just say that Sonic Adventures has got me started into liking Sonic, the whole series and everything. Sure, I mean, this is where basically Sonic the Hedgehog started to become more modern and having green eyes and all that, But still, even after playing this game, I've been researching Sonic and, I gotta say, Speed Highway was an excellent choice, in my opinion. I love the music in the background, the...
Up and down and all around.
Yeah, up and down, roll around, and when I heard first the classic remix, I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, all right, but I literally jizzed in my pants. That's basically all I could say. I gotta say, Speed Highway was definitely the best choice I could possibly that. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I'm too scared.
I actually, how do you feel about the classic music remix in that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Pumping bassline, dance mix. Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean, every time I listen to that remix, I just think, oh, you know what? I'm still gonna go to every single party night or whatever, as long as this music is playing in the background. And then I'll just be crazy.
That'd be the nerdiest party ever. I want an invite, like now.
Yeah, definitely.
Joe, what would you have picked for Sonic Adventure 1?
For me, I would have picked either Ice Cap or Lost World.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, Ice Cap?
Ice Cap?
What is wrong with you?
I mean, the snowboarding part.
The snowboarding part was great, but seriously? That's just...
What?
What?
I
lost respect. I lost respect.
It's also a environment that was sorely lacking out of that. You know, there wasn't any sort of winter or ice environment, which I felt the game could have used.
I don't think I've ever played a good ice level in any Sonic game. And Sonic Unleashed, what's the name of that place? Holoska? That just made me hate ice levels on a whole new degree.
Yeah, that's me as well.
Jesus Christ, that traction. So now that we've solidified that Joe is in fact clinically insane.
Well, fair play.
I also chose Lost World because that's also just another very unique environment.
Shut up, you crazy fairy. Stand at the corner.
Go stand on the X.
Okay, the next level, I don't think any of us can argue with. It is pretty much the perfect choice. You can't fault City Escape. But
nope.
That said, what's your second runner-up, Mach?
Well, I was about to say nothing, but, you know, I was obviously not thinking straight. But second thought, there was this, there was that level, there was that level, there was that level. Yeah, honestly, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I think City Escape was the perfect choice. You know, I'm so glad they added that to the list.
We're not saying they should have chosen something else. We're just saying, you know, what else would you put in?
No, seriously. I mean,
all right.
There was other levels in Sonic Adventures 2 as well that was great. Mm-hmm. But City Escape would probably have to be my favorite album. And do you know why?
Why is that?
Because I love that music in the background.
This seems to be a theme with us in the music, you know? I mean, the music is really what gives the level its personality.
Yes, and you know me so well. I'm very musical.
Go ahead.
I will say that, you know, the modern music, you know, it has grown on me, but let's be honest, it doesn't beat the original.
Did you hear the hidden two lines that they added to the song?
Yep, I heard that.
I freaked out. All right, so Joe, what would you have chosen?
I would have chosen Final Rush.
Well, that is kind of in Sonic in the game, except it's kind of a boss battle at the same time.
Yeah, that's the shadow boss battle. Again, it's like the thing with Sonic. It's like the thing with Metal Sonic, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Final Rush, a level that... they'd have to put that near the end of Generations, though. That's a pretty hard level.
Well, we most likely we're talking about this for DLC, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if I had to choose another one...
Mm-hmm.
Now, because the levels play so similarly, could I choose a shadow level?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, go ahead.
White Jungle?
Do it.
White Jungle is good. I love White Jungle.
That would take our wintery.
Yeah. Did anyone else notice, though, that Shadow's theme song for the boss battle is a remix of Rhythm and Balance from White Jungle?
Yeah, I noticed that.
And Joe actually did not let Shadow power up, but if you let Shadow power up, the song changes to All Hail Shadow.
All Hail Shadow.
Love that song. Absolutely love that song.
So do I.
Okay, so I'm going to be greedy, and aside from Joe's pick, White Jungle, which I also support, I'm going to pick two. I'm sorry, but I'm weak. Green Forest.
Yeah.
I love Green Forest. Oh, my God. That drum beat. Oh, my God. And that level is just so well-designed and fast and just chaotic. And then my second pick. Oh, my God. You guys. You guys, seriously. Metal Harbor, you guys. You guys.
Oh, of course. You guys don't even know.
Oh my god. The Rocket, oh my god. Lose your mind. Oh my god.
Yeah, I honestly have to agree with you. I still think Cityscape is the best out of all of them.
Yeah. And by the way, that's probably the least articulate I've ever been on this show.
Yeah. No, seriously, I agree with you.
Definitely. I'm sorry, dude, but that moment where you're running down an aircraft carrier and F-16s barrel out of the sky overhead, fly over you, and drop bombs, it's like it's like Michael Bay directing a Sonic movie.
Yeah, basically.
I mean that in the best way possible.
Wow, someone's crazy tonight.
Moving into, well, I mean, this is my episode, dude. I've been waiting all year for this episode. So we're still in the Dreamcast era, technically, but it's kind of like a PS2, GameCube, Xbox game. But the Sonic Heroes level that they chose was Seaside Hill.
Mm.
Not a bad choice. I mean, we're going a lot with opening levels in this game, but not a bad choice. But what would you guys like to have seen? Let's go with Joe first on this one. Joe?
Actually, I'm going to let Mock take this.
All right, Mock?
I'll be honest with you, I really didn't enjoy Sonic Heroes that much, and to be honest, because, we needed something different, fine, fair enough. I just didn't like the idea of, like, working together and all that. The levels, in my opinion, were kind of weak compared to the last two Sonic games.
That's completely fair. Yeah, that's completely fair.
There was this one level in a game which got to me, you know. Once again, it was like another My Chemical Plant. Oh, I said My Chemical Plant again!
That is so the episode title.
Okay. You two, shut up. basically, what I'm saying. There is this level that looks similar to Chemical Plant and that other one in Sonic 1. I can't remember what it's called, but in my opinion, that level was like the best out of the whole Sonic Heroes game. That level should have, in my opinion, should have been in Sonic Generations just because it was more appealing.
Is that with all the trains in it?
Yeah, that's the one.
That would be either Bullet Canyon or something Station. What's the name of that? I'll find it out.
Bullet Station or Rail Canyon.
There you go. Bullet Station, Rail Canyon. Mock, that was my choice as well. I'm going to have to agree with you on that. Those were most easily the most played levels I played in that game.
Yeah, fine.
If you wanted to get something a little more funky, I would have said go with Hang Castle just because of the whole turning upside down mechanic. But that probably would have driven the level programmers nuts.
Yeah, I didn't even enjoy that level anyway.
Yeah. Just for something different. Joe, did you have an input in this one at all, or did you not play?
I probably would have said, probably Hang Castle, maybe, I don't know.
Awkward Silence Breaker!
Come on, Joe,
yeah,
snap it up.
Hang Castle, I think that's what I would go with, just because of the uniqueness.
Okay, so now here we are. Speaking of awkward silences, here's the awkward moment for you. We're going to have to talk about it. The levels from Sonic 06.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, Crisis City, everyone, has the dubious distinction, in my opinion as well, of being the best of the crap.
Yeah, totally have to agree with you.
Yeah.
There are some memorable stages, but you know what? For a crap game, it did have a good level in it. Well, not really, but I mean, Crisis City was a good choice, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Okay, let me just say this. I did play Crisis City in Sonic Generation. It was a pain in the ass to play in Sonic 06, and let me just say, it is a pain in the ass once again in Sonic Generations, in my opinion. I keep falling, I keep hitting onto enemies. Well, that's just me probably playing it bad or something, but
There is that one jump at the very beginning of the level that just seems to overshoot every time unless you, like, dead stop in front of it. And I also found that if you have, like, there's this power-up that makes you go, like, 20% faster. If you have that on, fuck that level. You're not going to finish it. Because if you overshoot anything in that level, you're dead. I didn't really think it was that bad, but honestly, if I'm going to go first on this one just to get it out of the way, but if I had to pick a secondary level for that game, if I could even call it that, Kingdom Valley. I sort of like Kingdom Valley. Just because it's, you know, a castle level, it's nice and beautiful, it's out in the open water. A lot of potential for good gameplay mechanics with that. So
that wasn't too bad, actually.
If I could remember the name of the one that had the train in it, that was actually not bad either, but it was horribly executed. The idea was fine, where you had to outrun the train. Great idea. Shitty gameplay.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen Generations level designers take a crack at that and just improve it.
No, I don't think that's a great secondary level, in my opinion. Yeah. That's just my opinion. I don't have a secondary level.
I'm grasping at straws here, though.
I'll just have to
agree with Toyx. I like the idea of a castle level.
Oh, yeah, it was actually pretty cool, because you would, like, go flying through, like, stained glass windows and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Well, what about the I think there was a desert level in that one as well.
No.
No. We don't talk about that.
No.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, Joe, if you didn't play it, here's what happens in the desert level. You have to run with Princess Elise carrying her the entire way, and there's parts of the desert where there's quicksand. If you don't hold the trigger and use Princess Elise's magic to protect you from the quicksand, you die.
I'm sure they'd find some different gameplay mechanic.
I just don't ever want to see that level again. In fact, I had blocked it from my memory until you said something, Joe, so now you owe me dinner.
You owe him chili dog, basically.
Yeah, you owe me a chili dog, Joe. How about that?
Does your diet allow for a chili dog?
Oh, shut your face. God. Alright, so now we get into Sonic's glorious comeback, at least in my and Mock's opinions, and I think Joe's, of Sonic Unleashed. They easily picked my favorite level for this one. Rooftop Run, Spagonia, Act 1. Yeah, that's a fantastic level to choose. If I had to choose a secondary, though, you know, I'm going to have to go with Empire City. And I know there's already too many city levels in Sonic Generations, but running on the side of a building never gets old.
You know what? I mean, I will have to say that Empire City was one of my favorite levels from Sonic Unleashed, but that was just a bit too far-fetched to add to the secondary level of Sonic Generations. Fair. Rooftop Run wasn't a bad choice. I will have to say Rooftop Run was definitely one of my favorite levels in Sonic Unleashed. I'm so glad they added that to the list. However, my secondary level would probably have to be Chun Chan, or whatever I think it's
Chunan.
Called.
Chunan, yeah, Chunan, Chinese theme level.
Yeah, what is me with being tongue-twisted? I said my Kung Fu and I said Chun Chan. Anyway, yeah, that's Chun Yan.
That might be slightly racist.
Yeah, you shut your gob. Chun Yan was definitely one of my favorite levels, just because, I don't know, it just had a lot more excitement and... basically, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but...
There's definitely a lot of interesting stuff happening at that level. You've got the giant dragons that you jump into the mouth of, you've got running on water, you've got the fireworks going off. There's a lot of crap going on at that level that just makes it truly amazing. So yeah, I would support that choice. If they were to make that a secondary level for DLC, I'd be all over that shit.
And only if they made it easier as well, because, you know, it was kind of part of the first time. It was still fun to play.
The water running, for some reason in Sonic Unleashed, any level that includes that water running, it's just a bit too open-ended, and you end up, like, going off the path, like, a lot with the water running.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they need to tune that that up. Joe, I know this is kind of getting out of your purview, but do you have an idea?
I did play Unleashed on PS2.
Okay. Not the same, though, but yeah, go ahead.
The 2D levels were good enough.
Yeah.
I would probably say either, it's actually Dragon Road is the name of the Chunan.
Well, it probably is on the PS2 version, but it's... No, is it? Is it on the PS... Is it on the 360? It might be, actually. Yeah. Because they do... Yeah, no, because Missouri's daytime level is called Safari Kingdom or something like... Yeah, you're totally right on that. Actually, it is Dragon Road.
If not that... Then maybe the other Asian-inspired episode, or level.
There's another Asian-inspired level?
The one inspired by Southeast Asia and Angkor.
Oh, yeah. It looks a little like Thailand, or. What is that? It begins with a... What is the name of that level? I'm going to have to look it up now. Talk while I do that.
It's not Spagonia. I know that one. Let me just tell you a bit about Spagonia. Let me just tell you a bit about Spagonia. Has any of you noticed when you play that level, you end up being in the professor's office or whatever.
Yes, yes, that blew my mind. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my
god! I know. Brilliant. I was so tempted to like stay there and just like look around, but I was like, oh, you know what? No, I can't do this. I need an S rank.
The level we're thinking of, the level itself is called Jungle Joyride. Adabat. Adabat is the name of the town.
Adabat, that's the one.
Yeah, that's a hard level, though.
That is.
It's beautiful as all get out, though. I will give you that. It's amazing looking level. So, yeah, I would support that.
Or
all right,
maybe
so that,
Eggman Land?
I don't know what it was about Eggman Land, but I was on the edge of my seat the whole, which is not a bad thing. I was on the edge of my seat trying to finish it. That's a good thing. It's just, I don't know if I want to play that again.
Well, fair play. It was pretty odd.
Yeah. So on to Sonic Colors. Now I've only barely run through the Wii version of the game. I did put most of my time in it on the DS version, which I finished in a goddamn day. Should not have paid full price for it. Planet Wisp, easily my favorite music in the game, if not my favorite level. Personally, though, I really would like to have seen Aquatic Park in there. I thought Aquatic Park? Is that the name of it?
Mm.
I like the music in that. I like the level design. I think the drill would have been a better choice than the rocket to put in the game. So the rocket and spikes, not the best power-ups in the game, let's be honest.
No.
Yeah, the aquatic level... that's rare for me to actually say I like a water level in a Sonic game.
I can honestly say that, you know, Planet Wisp was a bad choice, in my opinion.
Really?
Not really. I mean, I did love the music and the, mm-hmm. and oh, how so colorful it was. But, like, you know what, it didn't have much feeling to it, in my opinion. In my opinion, I think the best level out of the whole Sonic Colors game, and yes, once again, I regret trading that game in so badly. Even you know, like Sonic 1, great choice that they chose Green Hill Zone because it was a first level. The same thing for Sonic Colors. I think the best one should have been that theme park ride, even with that music in the background. It goes like, dun 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 dun.
Oh, that's Tropical something or other.
Tropical Resort.
Yes, that's a Tropical Resort. That's the one.
Yeah. I think, you know, secondary level is Tropical Resort. But, you know what? I know they had to do this whole choose one level from each Sonic game. You know what? They should have picked Tropical Resort. I didn't know what Planet Wisp was really.
I think a lot of the reason, though, why we're picking the first levels a lot of times, or why they pick the first levels a lot of times, those are the ones that really engage you the most. And that's because by design, they're meant to sort of open up your eyes to what can be done with the game. And, you know, in a few cases, with a few of the Sonic games, the rest of the levels seem to pale in comparison to the opening levels. And I think your opinion is of that with Sonic 1.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Like I said, I haven't actually played it.
You're missing out.
You are?
Yeah, and I have a Wii, which is...
Well, you have no excuse, sir. You have absolutely no excuse.
I'll pick it up. I haven't touched my Wii in a year.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Grow the fuck up, okay? But I guess I'll just throw a few out there, and that because I'm looking at the Sonic Wiki right now.
Yeah,
and I just the one that looks interesting to me is Game Land.
That's not actually a level, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just like it's like an 8-bit version of other levels that you just time attack.
Yeah. Let me just warn you: if you are planning on buying Sonic Colors in a low price or whatever, be prepared. That wasn't Roger Craig Smith's best performance, in my opinion.
No, it was not. It got better, but...
Yeah, I know, it did get better, but, you know, it was a startup for him. Just don't expect anything great, basically.
Agreed.
Oh, man.
So, we've basically covered all the zones.
Well, what about,
Come on!
Let's see. Asteroid Coaster or Terminal Velocity?
Oh, Yeah.
Astro Coaster would be pretty good. That's, you know, that's approaching, like, near end of game level difficulty, but seeing as that's kind of where Sonic Colors is in the timeline, that's actually not a bad choice.
Yeah, that is actually a great choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could totally get it. Plus, it would give him the Purple Frenzy ability, which is, oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about all the boss battles or just the last one? What do we want to do, guys?
I would talk about all of them.
Okay, let's go through them one by one. The first one would be the Eggman robot.
Well, yeah, Metal Sonic. Well, yeah, it depends really. I mean, you get to choose to
all right, well,
fight
us. Let's do Metal Sonic because theoretically you could get to Metal Sonic before getting to Eggman. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Fight with Metal Sonic, I thought a little different from the original version, but not in a bad way. It took me a couple of tries to figure out what I was supposed to do. That is one of my favorite boss battles from a Sonic game ever, but I was just kind of annoyed that they turned it into a how many times can you hit Metal Sonic as opposed to can you outrun Metal Sonic, because that, I think that was what made that special to me in the first place.
Sorry. Yeah, the Metal Sonic fight, I'll be honest, all right, I did fight Death Egg Robot first, so I'm kind of being a bit of a hypocrite. I did fight Death Egg Robot first before fighting Metal Sonic, because I didn't know I had to find him in order to fight him. But
right.
The boss battle in this one was actually really disappointing, in my opinion. I mean, I do have to agree with you. I did not like the idea of how many times you were supposed to hit him instead of outrun him. But like,
that's just a little too obvious, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I wish this is kind of nitpicky. I wish they had added a little more cutscene to the boss battle.
Yeah.
Basically, that's just one minor note. But like,
yeah, they couldn't do much with it though. I mean, given the fact that Classic Sonic doesn't talk, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, that's kind of true. But still,
they had Classic's Tails talk.
Body language, man. Not in that way, though. No.
Oh, God. I wasn't even going there. Anyway. So, yeah, the Metal Sonic boss fight, it's nice that it's in there. It's just a little bit of a letdown. Okay, so Death Egg Robo. Actually, I like this more than the original fight it's based on.
So do I.
Yeah, when it suddenly becomes, I want to say 3D, but it's sort of not 3D at the same time. But when you're suddenly running around the robot, it's like, oh, my God, this is brilliant.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it took me a few tries to really figure it out, but
one life hit. Sorry, had to brag.
You said it took you a couple of tries to get Metal Sonic.
I knew what I was doing, I didn't need to look at that video. I knew what I was doing.
No, but the Death Egg Robo, yeah, that's a brilliant update to an old boss. I was actually dreading fighting that boss because I thought, oh god, it's going to be the same thing with the really tiny hitbox and the big arms that'll poke it. But it ended up being something mind-blowingly good. Go ahead.
No, I will say, you know, I wish that they added that cutscene at the start where Sonic immediately finds Eggman and then he just runs for his life and then just goes into that robot. I wish I'd seen that because that was just like one of my favorite scenes. But yeah, the Death Egg Robot was definitely a lot better than fighting the main boss, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. What I do like better, actually, I asked this to quite a few people and they're complaining, but honestly, I find this better. Eggman having a bit of dialogue during the fight. You know, I thought that was a nice add-on, basically.
That's
just basically my side of the whole boss battle, and you can continue. Sir.
Yeah, I'll have to play that again just to hear all the dialogue, because I think I might have ignored it last time.
God damn you.
No, I was playing it with a bunch of friends looking over my shoulder, so I was like kind of listening to them as well, so I kind of didn't hear him properly, so that's my defense. After that, who do we get after? I think it's, let's be facetious and say Shadow.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I think Joe's spot on that this is a little bit of an easy boss fight. Joe?
Yeah, I didn't even realize that you had, that, you know, that anything special happened with Shadow as far as the music changing, because I just spanked him.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure out how to beat him, because I thought you had to do, like, in the original Sonic Adventure 2, which is best just to hit him a few times. You know, I didn't realize you have to, like, charge up and do all this stuff. So that boss battle actually took me a while to figure out, and actually I ended up restarting a couple of times, not because I died, but because Shadow glitched. There's a point, I don't know how this happened, Shadow became invincible and started just running blindly into a wall, and he would not move from there, and there was no way for me to knock him out of it, so I just had to restart the level. Don't know what happened there.
That happened to me.
Yeah, yeah. I think...
No, you continue.
No, I was just going to say, I think Shadow became too emo for his own good and just wanted to end the level. He's just, I don't want to go on. I'm just going to walk into this wall.
Yeah. Well, you know, once again, you know, I'm a huge Sonic fan, and I love Shadow the Hedgehog, you know. Now, this level, in my opinion, you know, I kind of got stuck in this level as well. I didn't know what the hell to do. You know, I actually thought myself that I'm supposed to be hitting him from time to time until I noticed that pointing to the purple beam or something. So
yeah.
I charge up to that. But at the same time, I was kind of hitting Shadow at the same time. I didn't know I was supposed to race him in order to get it, you know.
Yeah.
But I just, one thing that I do love about this fight scene, better than the original, mm-hmm. is the music that's happening in the background. When Shadow takes all the powers, all hail Shadow comes in the background. When Sonic gets all the power...
Live and learn, baby.
Live and learn. Crush 40 never fails too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I love that those two songs are basically counterpoint to each other. That's an amazing thematic as well. Just great stuff.
Yeah.
So, the Shadow boss fight, little easy. Honestly, I want to like the next boss fight as well, but I have to say it was so easy I finished it basically by just following the on-screen instructions, and that was Perfect Chaos.
I don't know what to say yet.
How's that?
Because it was a little too easy for me as well, considering the fact that he kept punching his tentacles at me. I will say that's one of the hardest things about this level, because they obviously improved a lot better on the graphics, and they made the water look so watery, if that's the best way to put it.
Yeah,
that, you know, you almost couldn't see the tentacles. That was one of the really annoying parts for me in this level, that he kept charging his tentacles at me and I didn't notice. But it is a huge... To me, it was easy, but it was fun at the same time. I mean, one minor note I do want to point out is that I don't like the fact that he has an armor. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't see what was the point of that. I did thought that because Sonic wasn't going to be Super Sonic for this one, he had something to walk on. But he didn't even walk on this one. He just even blown it. And the second one was the Open Your Heart remix in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes it. I don't like it. I don't like that drum thing in the background.
I could see why you don't. I'm going to give that to you. I mean, I like it, but I can definitely see where you wouldn't. You know, I can see a large contingent of fans not liking it. It's very different.
Yeah, it is. And I don't like the missing harmony as well. You know me being very musical.
No. I completely agree with you, actually. You know, as much as I like it, I can still step out of my own opinion and say, yeah, from an analytical standpoint, it's not the best thing they could have done.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what I do? I was going to say this during the City Escape documentary. I was just saying, you know what? I said I wasn't a fan of the modern version. You know, it kind of grew on me, but I still wasn't a fan of it. You know what I do?
Mm-hmm.
I plug my iPod into the Xbox and I just play the original over it.
Fair enough. That's cool.
Yeah, that is. And let's just say I've done that, and if that happened to the game, it would have definitely been... Well, it is, but like... Definitely the best Sonic game in the world.
By the way, are you playing on 360 or PS3?
360.
Remind me one of these days to teach you how you can actually, if your 360 is on a network with your PC, you can actually, over the network, pull your music from your computer's hard drive. So, like, anything that's on your library of music on your computer, you can play on your 360.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I'll give you, like, a tutorial for that later on. But anyway, so, Joe, any thoughts on that boss fight? The perfect chaos boss fight. It's pretty forgettable, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my few complaints. It was just, you know, most of the bosses were just very, very weak sauce.
Yeah. Speaking of weak sauce, let's move on to one I know you think is weak sauce. Silver the Hedgehog.
Hmm.
I thought. Not, I'm gonna let.
you know, not much of a challenge, but honestly, I sort of like this boss fight, if only because it took me a couple of seconds to figure out what I was supposed to do, but I like the idea of jumping up the things he's throwing at you. That's kind of cool.
Hmm.
I had a lot of fun with that. I mean,
that part
you
was
know,
fun. I just didn't like the part where you had to keep running across the cars.
Yeah, I could see. Yeah, that's a little meh. That's not bad.
I will say that, you know, I had really low hopes for this boss fight just because I was looking at the trailer and I had a bad feeling that he was going to throw cars at me, which he does.
Yeah.
I think anyway he does, but but it wasn't as bad as what I expected. I didn't expect for him just like come up to me out of nowhere. Thank God. But I will have to say that is actually one of my favorite boss battles in this game.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I will be honest and say Silver really sucks in Sonic 06. His voice.
I have something to say about that in a second, but go on.
Yeah, all right, fine. I will say that he kind of sucked in Sonic 06, especially his voice, but he has improved a lot more better in Sonic Generation, even with a new voice. So, carry on.
I just want to say that I think Silver gets a bad rap. Just because, you know, a lot of people see him as, you know, the silver-haired copy of the original character with a weak voice and an angsty star. Oh my god, he's Raiden!
Well.
Mind equal blown. Anyway, so after Silver the Hedgehog, you fight one of, actually, after Silver is... Egg Dragoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Egg Dragoon, actually. It was one of my favorite boss fights in Unleashed, and in this one, it's completely different, but holy crap, there's some really nice gameplay going on there.
I actually like it better than Unleashed.
Yeah, well, I could see myself liking it as well, if only for that one part where you jump up, you wall jump up his arms. I think that's... When I figured out that's what were you supposed to do, I'm just like, oh crap, that's awesome!
Well, I didn't know you could do that. Oh, crap.
Oh. Well, actually, that's how I mainly beat him. How did you hit him?
I don't know. I just kept running after him every single time until I had to hit him in the stomach.
I think the easiest way to do it... Okay, you know when he says, time for a change of pace, and then he slams the
oh, balls wait up? A minute. Wait a minute. Of course.
Yeah, you wall jump up those, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I was thinking about the other way. Yeah. That, I love that part. You know, that was kind of cool.
Joe?
I honestly found that boss to give me the most trouble.
Really?
Only because, like, not that I died a lot on him, it took me the longest to beat.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it was just, like, I'd either miss
just
him
figuring,
or...
You just figuring it out, basically.
Well, no, I knew what to do, it was just getting to him.
Hmm. I guess it doesn't help that he keeps throwing those fireballs down the walls as well.
Yeah.
Hmm. And so that leads us to talk about the final boss, which I'm gonna make no bones about it. I was highly disappointed by, and that would be the Time Eater,
or better known. Oh wait, do you think we should? Do you think it's gonna be a bit of a spoiler?
It's such a short game. If people are listening to this already, they've probably already bought the game and played it. And if not, they probably are looking for reasons to buy the game and play it. So I say, go ahead, spoil away, man.
Spoil away. All right. Yep, it is the Time Eater being the final boss, but specifically, the two Eggmans controlling it.
Yep.
That was pretty awesome.
Yes, it was.
That was a huge improvement. I mean, once again, you know, I was kind of like giving low hopes for this game just because I thought the Time Eater was going to be the main. I thought the Time Eater was going to be the main enemy instead of Eggman. You know, because Eggman's the main enemy. Come on. But no, I was really happy when, you know, Eggman became like the final boss, I guess, just controlling this thing. But to me, this final boss was really hard, in my opinion. Disappointing, but hard.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know exactly what to do. He kept going far away from me, and you know, I figured out what I was supposed to do at the end, but it took a while. And I was like running out of rings every single time. I was like, oh crap.
You know, to be honest, I beat it, and I still don't remember how exactly I did that.
Yeah, neither do I.
It's very ambiguous. You just sort of float around and go, "What am I doing? What am I supposed to do?"
And let me tell you, these guys.
Oh wait, I hit him.
Yeah, and let me tell you, these guys, everybody in the background, Cream, Amy, Shadow, Knuckles, Tails, you know, they tell you what to do in the background, but they seriously don't help, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they repeat, not only do they say the obvious, they repeat themselves, like, it's a homing attack! That looks like a homing attack! It could be a homing attack! Thanks, I get it. It's a homing attack. Shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, move down and grab some rings.
I really don't see the point of that action where you just have to keep pressing the Y / the triangle button, I think, for the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really don't see what is the big point of, like, changing the sideways.
Yeah, there is no point to that, is there? I was trying to figure that out. Because they just randomly, like, no matter what mode you're in, they just, like, press the Y button to switch to your other character. It's like, why? There's no reason to. I can't hit them either way.
It's funny you said that. Why?
I did notice it was easier to gather rings in 2D during that fight.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was easier to see the rings coming. So you could switch to 2D, get rings, and then switch back to 3D and attack.
But can we get a verdict and a consensus on this? I call bullshit on this boss fight.
I mean, average.
It's not a great boss fight, but I will defend the switching characters thing did have some merit.
Okay, there had to be a reason to switch the characters. I just don't think they gave us a good enough reason.
But I will tell you this. This is a great. I'm trying to think of a word for it. I'm sorry. This is a great suggestion. There we go.
Yes.
I did play the boss fight for the first time. I thought I was really disappointed, but I played it again. And let me suggest, if you want this boss fight to be better, play Live and Learn in the background.
Actually, I have a suggestion from a gameplay perspective, what they could have done. Tell me if you're with me on this, guys. Assign each Sonic to one of your analog sticks.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're talking. Now we got a boss.
Now we're talking.
Why
they
didn't do this, I have no idea. It would have been so, I don't want to say simple, I'm not a programmer, but it would have been so much fun, so poetic, and so amazing to have that be the final game mechanic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, just I'm throwing out ideas, Sega. You know, if you need someone to write scenario ideas, I'm right over here.
Ask the Sonic fans. Which they did, but not enough.
Yeah. I think we've probably covered all our ground here. I just, you know, let's just kind of go around the table and get closing thoughts on this. Mock, you want to start?
Okay. Sonic Generations. What can I say about this game? Now, I'll be honest, I'm a huge Sonic fan, but I know this game isn't going to get one of the game of the year, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, you can see me right now just looking at the cover of this game. This game, if you're a huge Sonic fan from the old days, or if you're a huge Sonic fan present day, right now, this game is brilliant. Now, I bought this game one day and I completed it already in that day, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. There are so many levels in this game that will bring back so much great memories, or for those of you that haven't played these games, you'll have great experience playing the past games in this wonderful, brilliant designed games. What the hell am I talking about? I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, you know, I'm speechless for how amazing this game is. Go buy it. 10 out of 10. actually, 10 out of 10. Yeah. 10 out of 10. Go buy this game. If you are thinking of pay, rent, or pass, I would have to say pay, basically.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Joe, your opinion? And Joe, you did play the PC version, so you're going to give us your opinion on that.
Yeah. I will say when you first install the PC version, it takes the game a little bit to grasp your system. When I first started up, I was getting a lot of color errors and glitches, and it wouldn't recognize my controller at first. But after starting the game, you know, turning it on and off a couple of times and started to play it a bit, smoothed all itself out.
Yeah.
So that was good. I am going to actually pose a question here.
Yes.
Which stages do you guys prefer better, the 2D or the 3D? Or the classic 3D. Or the modern, I should say.
Modern. modern. And, you know, it's funny how we say this, because in my opinion, I think, even though it's a great game, I think this game really concentrated a lot more on the modern Sonic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the classic Sonic, his levels are well-designed. It's just there's not enough wow factor like there is in the modern Sonic levels. Those are truly what this game was designed around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And the fact that the modern levels have a lot of 2D side-scrolling in it.
Yeah, that is a point. That's a good point.
It's either that, or we've just been playing the modern Sonic throughout the whole game, basically.
Well, actually, right now I'm doing all the challenge missions, and I'm honestly doing all the modern challenge missions first, because I just simply prefer those. And I'll get to classic Sonic, it's just, he's not my first choice.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, was the fire shield a thing in this stage?
Or in this fire game? Shield? No, there is a shield that you can equip as one of your customizations, but not a fire shield, no. Why?
Okay, because I knew they had the aqua and the electric shield.
Yeah. No, I don't remember seeing a fire shield in this game, no.
Boo. That's what I say.
So, go ahead.
I will say my final verdict for the game?
Yeah.
9 out of 10.
Fair enough.
Or... rather, I usually like to give letter grades, so I will say, I will give it an A-.
Okay.
My only complaint, a little too short, and weak sauce bosses.
Ah, you're just not doing the challenges.
Oh, no. Anyway. I agree with times, but I could have been, more zones is what I want, like more actual zones, not just challenges.
I will honestly have to agree with you there. That did put me down on a minor note. But either way, I still give this game a 10 out of 10.
Okay. So, my closing thoughts on this. Now, I'm gonna review this two ways. I'm going to review this once very quickly as a games reviewer with as analytical a mind as I can, and then as a Sonic fan. As a games reviewer, I like this game. I think it harkens back to older game design techniques. I think it offers enough ideas and enough new things, and still it plays it safe in a lot of regards, in like sticking to what the players know and just rehashing a lot of ideas. But I think as a package, I think this is probably the closest thing to a modern retro game that I've played in a long time, in that it knows where it's coming from, it knows what it has to do, it doesn't need to take a whole new lot of innovative steps, because it doesn't have to. It is what it is. It's a fun game for people who want to experience this again, and in that regard, it works. As a Sonic fan, I just revisited the last 20 years of my life. And no, I mean that in a very serious way, because as big a Sonic fan as I am, I remember things about my life when I play this game. I remember where I was, what I was doing, what kind of person I was when I play each of these levels. And it was really a huge nostalgia trip for me to go back and see those things and see them updated. And to remember the good times and the bad times, and to remember, you know, how much my attitudes about life changed along with how these games change. And maybe that's just me coming from, you know, being so involved with this franchise, but I really feel like this was something that was, I mean, probably the biggest nostalgia trip of my life. I really felt something while playing this game, and I think that above and beyond my review of it as a game, I think as a part of my life, it's like the producer said, it's not an ending, but it is a beginning to something new and wonderful, and I'm glad that it's moving forward like that, and I'm glad that this game exists. I can't put a grade on that, but if I had to, I'd put a 10 on it, because that's as much as I can do.
So beautiful.
Shut up!
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I think that's about what we can say about Sonic Generations. I think it's a hearty recommend from all of us, and if you're listening to the show and you haven't played it yet, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, even if you're not a Sonic fan, I'd say rent it, try it out. The worst it can do is put a smile on your face. You know? Should download the demo at least. What are you waiting for? That's free. Go ahead. Jesus.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But if you think about it, if they download the demo, they're probably missing out the other better things about this game.
I think the demo at least will get them into it. I think you can't play that demo and not smile.
Well, no, not really. Well, can I just point out, you know, sure. these two guys on the show, Joe and Nabil, they got the game, you know, they're happy and all that, you know. Mine, I had a great deal in the game store before. I got this game for 35, came with an additional downloadable content, and also two free posters. And guess what? Two of these posters, they're mine. They are mine, and I can't give them to each one of you. They're both mine. So you can just kiss my ass.
to you, sir.
So before we close off, Mock, where can we find you around the internets that you'd like to pimp out?
You can search me up on YouTube, which is www.youtube.com/MegaMock. That's M for Mighty, E for Energon, G for Generations, A for Atlantica, M, once again, for Master, O for Origins, and C for Chaos Emeralds. So, anyway, you can search me up on that. Now, I do have a Facebook fan page, but I honestly can't remember the link for it, for that one. But if you want to try and search that one, just go on your Facebook page and just search for MEGAMOC once again. On Twitter, follow me on Twitter if you wish. It's twitter.com/MEGAMOC once again. And I also tend to do blog TV shows from time to time. When will you know I will do a show? I'll just put up a link on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. But if you're really not updated in one of these, it's blogtv.com/people/MegaMock. There we go.
Awesome. So, Joe, you want to take us out?
Yeah, sure. Well, for everyone here at the Electric Information Show, I'm Joe Convoy. We are up, over, and gone.
Ah, you bastard.